Hey, you're listening to Marketing Out Loud, a daily podcast where I share advice, stories, and insights to help you build a thriving professional services business. To subscribe to the show, visit marketingoutloud.fm. I had a call with a prospect the other day who was interested in joining the 90-day pipeline and had some questions for me. And he was very honest with me. He said, look, I have two problems. I lack direction and I don't have time. Okay, I lack direction in that I'm not really sure which way to go. I'm not sure which path to pursue. I'm not sure what my strategy should be. I'm not sure what tactics I should employ. I'm just not sure. I've tried things. Some have worked, some haven't. I'm not really sure what to do next. And to make matters worse, I don't really have a whole lot of time. I mean, I've got clients, I'm busy serving them. I don't have a lot of time to pour into marketing and business development, especially if I'm not really sure that they're going to deliver results. And I thought that was pretty typical. And I appreciated his honesty because I think that's a situation that a lot of us find ourselves in. And to make matters worse, you don't really have any shortage of things to spend your time on in less than productive ways, right? There's no shortage of courses and videos and LinkedIn posts and podcasts and webinars coming through the feed that you could spend your time on. You could learn something from. You could feel like you're being productive in your use of time consuming that content. And maybe that is productive. Maybe you are learning something. I'm not saying you're not. You're listening to this, obviously, and I appreciate that. However, what I don't want you to do, and this is my advice to him, is I don't want you to put consumption ahead of action. Okay, I don't want you to put consumption ahead of action. It's good to learn. It's good to study. It's good to research. It's good to see what, you know, the thought leaders in the space are saying and to learn from them. However, that's only going to be valuable if you put those ideas into practice. So what I recommended to him, I mean, obviously he's an ideal fit for my coaching program, the 90-day pipeline. But apart from that, my advice to him was, look, commit to a plan of action. Whatever it is, it doesn't need to be perfect. And that's part of the process here. Marketing is never going to be a perfect exercise. There is going to be an element of throwing stuff at the wall and hope it sticks. You want to do as much due diligence as possible to make sure that you have a sound strategy behind what you're doing, but there's always going to be an element of trial and error. You can't get rid of that entirely. So commit to a plan of action and set yourself some kind of a daily target. Maybe every single day you're going to write an article, or you're going to publish something on LinkedIn, or send some LinkedIn connections, or send an email asking for a referral. Whatever it is, put together a list of daily targets that you're going to do every single day, and then do that first thing in the morning. Do that first hour of the day. Sit down before you open up anything, any other work. Do that work. I call it the pipeline hour. Work the pipeline in that first hour of the day and do nothing else. And then when you're done that, then give yourself permission to consume other content. Give yourself permission to go and listen to the podcast and watch the videos and read the books and so on and so forth. That's fine because you've done your work. But now the learning is going to be more valuable to you because now the learning can be contextualized through the work that you're doing. So you're learning and you're acting, you're consuming and you're executing. And that's going to make for a much richer learning experience. And hopefully your marketing will improve as a result. So that's what I wanted to share with you. I think it's a very common problem to lack direction and to lack time. So the solution to both, I think, is to commit to a plan of action. Give it your best bet. Give it your best effort. Come up with a plan that you think is going to work. And, you know, don't be too married to the outcome because maybe it'll work, maybe it won't work. Either way, you're going to learn something and you can take that learning and use it to improve the process, improve the tactics, and improve the strategy, and hopefully achieve better outcomes. Hey, thanks for listening. Do me a favor. If you like what you hear, go on iTunes and leave us a rating and a review because it helps more people discover the show. Thanks so much.